You are welcome to Faith broadcast with Pastor Tibby Peters. Enjoy the dynamic teaching, preaching, and miracle ministry of Pastor Tibby Peters, the president and pioneer of Renaissance Assembly. This message will take you from where you are to where you ought to be. Get ready for transformations.
Praise the Lord. So in this first service, I wanted to teach you about five blessings for greatness and five things a believer must believe at the same time. So let's see where we'll start today. Are you ready? Yes. Message one, five things a believer must believe. Let's start from Luke chapter 1, verse 1. In Luke chapter 1, verse 1, we see a powerful, powerful thing about what Luke was trying to communicate specifically, and that's what he put in writing. Read with me, please. For as many as have taken in hand to set forth in order, what? A declaration of those things which are what? Most surely believed where? Outside. Somewhere. Among us. That means that if you say you are part of us, there's something you must believe that is the same with what I believe. That means that Luke was saying that there are ways to tell if we believe the same thing. That there are things that are most surely believed among us that believe in Christ. So when someone says, I believe in Jesus, what does it mean? What exactly does this person believe that makes you know that both of you believe in the same Christ? I've met people that when we interacted further, I found out that we are not of the same faith. Amen. Amen. They sound like Christians, but they are not. So there are five core things every believer must believe. If you believe these five things, then I will take you to the blessings for greatness. Amen. And we're talking about the greatness that God gives, that Christ gives. Amen. You know, Satan has his own greatness. He tried to give Jesus. He said, come. If you will bow to me, I will give to you the kingdoms of this world. Amen. In a moment of time. So there was something he was willing to offer. You will not take that offer in the name of Jesus. Because there is an original greatness that belongs to you. Anything Satan offers you, it means there was something better. You didn't hear me? If Satan offers you beans, check it. The one Jesus offered had fried plantain on it. Glory to God. So here in Luke 1, it says there are things that are most surely believed amongst us. Hallelujah. Number one, if someone says he's a believer, he must believe the scriptures. Amen. 2 Timothy 3, 15 and 16. Amen. He must believe the scriptures. If someone says he's a believer or she's a believer, the person must believe the scriptures. It says, and that from a child, read with me, thou hast known what? The Holy Scriptures. He's talking about a definite document. Amen. He said, from a child, Paul was writing to Timothy. He said, from a child, you already knew the Holy Scriptures. And these scriptures, one of the ways to identify them is that they're able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. When you come in contact with these Holy Scriptures, they make you what? Wise unto salvation. That means the wisdom for salvation, there's no other place it is contained apart from the scriptures. Verse 16. All scripture is given, read with me, by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Amen. We could read down to verse 17. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Scripture is Old Testament plus New Testament. When we say scripture, it is what? Old Testament plus New Testament. So you must believe in the scriptures. As a matter of fact, I always emphasize this, because now you hear us in Renaissance, we say we're a New Testament church. Every church is supposed to be a New Testament church. Why are we emphasizing it? We're emphasizing it because some people don't understand what it means to be a church. Glory to God. But that we are a New Testament church does not mean we don't all read the Old Testament. If that's what you thought, you are mistaken. What it means is that we believe the scriptures, but we live in the New Testament. Amen. We live in the New Testament. What makes the New Testament true is what the Old Testament said. Amen. Never forget that. What makes Mark, Luke, John, Acts, down to Revelation true is what Genesis to Malachi said. Hello? Genesis to Malachi validates Matthew to Revelation. Without Genesis to Malachi, Matthew to Revelation will not be correct, will not be true. When Paul was preaching, in the day Paul preached, there was no Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. There was no Acts, Romans, no. There was only Genesis to Malachi, and they had great church. Amen. They had move of the Spirit. Amen. Are you with me? Yeah. So every service they had, the first service that ever held as a church was in Acts chapter 2, verse 1. The first message all first preached was from the book of Joel. Hello? That was the first message preached. He was preaching from Joel 2:28. That's the first message he preached. Glory to God. First message from Joel. Then he went further. He quoted Psalms, quoted other scriptures. He didn't quote Ephesians, Galatians, because there was no Ephesians, Galatians. Are you understanding me? At that time. Are you listening to me? Believe the scriptures. Say, I believe the scriptures. So you can't say you are a believer and not believe the scriptures. The core thing a believer believes first is the scriptures. It is written. It is written. It has to become your language. It is written. It is written. It is written. You have to believe what is written. How can you believe what is written if you don't know what is written? Even Jesus Christ came and said it is written. It's you that don't want to say it is written. Jesus spoke about the scriptures in John 5:39. Amen. In John chapter 5, verse 39, he says something very powerful about the scriptures. He said, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. Because what they were looking for was eternal life. Something that will make them extraordinary beings. He said, no, that's what you think you're looking for. But the scriptures are they which testify of me. Why are they testifying of me? Because I am the access to that eternal life. So, the scriptures are the testimonies of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Are we together? So you have to believe the scriptures. You can't believe in Jesus without believing in the scriptures. Where did you meet Jesus? Is he at Rumola Junction? Where did you meet him? We met Jesus in scripture. Amen. Amen. Are you with me? That's where we met him, in scripture. So if I believe that I am a believer, number one, I must believe the scriptures. Jesus pointed them back. Let me show you another scripture. Luke 24, verse 25. Amen. In Luke 24, 25, the scripture says, and he said unto them, O fools, He was talking to those guys that he met on the way. Oh, fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. That means he expected you to believe all that the prophets spoke. That's the scripture, is it not? He expected you to believe what Moses said, what Isaiah said, what Jeremiah said, what Ezekiel said, what Daniel said. He expects you to believe it. If you've never read it, how will you believe it? Amen. Say, I believe the scriptures. Say again, I believe the scriptures. Number two, if you say you are a believer, the second thing a believer must believe, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 to 7. In Isaiah 9, 6 to 7, tells us, he said, for unto us a child is born. Read with me. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Verse 7. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. He's talking about the Savior. Is that not so? Number two, if you believe you are a believer, you must believe the Savior. Amen. Say, I believe the Savior. Because the scriptures point us to the Savior. Amen. And his name is Jesus Christ. We used to sing that old song. He's the Savior of my soul, my Jesus, my Savior. He's the Savior of my soul. He's the Savior of my soul. You have to believe him as Savior. Is just the Greek version of the Hebrew term Joshua, Oshia, Jehoshua, meaning the Savior, the Lord, our Savior. Glory to God, our Savior. So he answered that name, Savior. He's not one of, he's the Savior. Amen. The Savior, the Savior. You have to believe the Savior. No, you didn't get the point. He didn't say believe God. Even demons believe God. Believe the Savior. You have to believe Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 If you say you are a believer in Christ, you believe the scriptures and you believe the Savior. How does a man get born again? He believes in his heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. Lift your hand and say, I believe the Savior. Say it again, I believe the Savior. Number three, if you say you believe in Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4. In 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4, Paul was writing, read with me please, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received. How that what? Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Verse 4. And that he was what? Buried. And that what? He rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Wow. So number three, if you believe in Christ, you must believe in the sacrifice. Savior, a scriptures, Savior, sacrifice. You must believe in the sacrifice. You must believe in the sacrifice. If you have nothing to do with the sacrifice, then you have nothing to do with salvation. Salvation was blood bought. Hallelujah. Tap your neighbor and say, blood was involved. Praise the Lord. Blood was involved. Somebody said, I like this Christianity, but I don't like anything blood. My brother, you have to love it. He shed his blood. Amen. You must believe. A bloodless gospel is no gospel. Amen. The true gospel is bloodstained. Amen. So you must believe in the sacrifice. Say, I believe in the sacrifice. I believe that the blood was shed for me. Number four, if you say you are a believer, you must believe. I'll read Romans 8, 14 and 16. Amen. Romans 8, 14, read with me. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, who are they? They are the sons of God. How can you be led by someone you don't believe? Verse 16. It says, the Spirit itself, King James will say, beareth witness with what? Our spirits. That what? We are the children of God. Number four. Is it number four now? You must believe the Spirit. Amen. And we're talking about the Spirit of God, not a spirit. Some of you believe a juju. The Spirit. Amen. The Spirit of God. Amen. The Spirit of God. Follow me now. Where did we start? What's the number one thing you must believe? Say, I believe the Scriptures. What's the number two thing you must believe? Say, I believe the Savior. What's the number three thing you believe? Say, I believe the sacrifice. What's the number four thing to believe? I say, I believe the Spirit of God. Number five, what should I believe? Romans chapter 10, verse 14 and 15. In Romans 10, 14 and 15, he says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? Read with me. And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet. Look at my feet now. How beautiful it is. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring what? Glad tidings of good things. Believe the sent one. Amen. Believe the sent ones. Amen. That's number five. If you believe in Jesus, you have to believe these five things. You have to believe the Scriptures. You have to believe the Savior. You have to believe the sacrifice. You have to believe the Spirit of God. And you have to believe the sent ones.
I know I'm not believing God, Mama. You see, all the men are God thing.
When people, I say it this way, that some people are wiser than God. They are advisors to God. In Matthew 10, 40 and 41, he says something very powerful, still explaining the place of men. He said, he that receiveth you did what? Receiveth me. Jesus was saying to them. And he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. Are you listening to it? That's how it works. Glory to God. That's how it works. Verse 41, he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. God sends men. Amen. He's not going to stop because you don't like it. Amen. You must believe the sent ones. 2 Chronicles 20, 20 part B. Says, believe in the Lord your God, so you shall be saved. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall ye prosper. 2 Chronicles 20, 20, the part B of it. So, say, I believe these five things. Mention the one after the other. I believe. Number two. Number three. Number four. Amen. Clap for yourself. The sent ones, one of them is in front of you today. I did not choose myself to be a sent one. The sender sent me. Amen. Believe the sent ones. How beautiful are their feet? Literally. Amen. But it's an expression that they always come well. Amen. Glory to God. We even use it in Africa. They say your leg good though. I mean, if you know what that means. Yeah. So, you know, yeah. You know what it means. Yeah. So it's not just talking about the shoes, but the shoes are supposed to be nice too. You understand? But it's not talking about the shoes. Lift your hand and say, I receive today. I want you to know that God has set you up for greatness. If you believe these things as a believer, then I want to show you the five blessings for greatness. First of all, let's go to Genesis 12. I want to show you something that God said to Abraham. I will just read from verse 1 to 3. I'll just read it to you. Abraham did not lobby God. But look at the experience. Read with me. And the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of your country for your kindred and from your father's house unto a land I will show thee. Verse 2. And I will make of thee, what? A great nation. God was the one speaking. It's not Abraham that said, I want to be a great nation. No. God said, I will make of thee, what? A great nation. Then he said, what again? And I will bless thee and do what? And make your name great. Wow. And you shall be a blessing. Did God do that? Yes, do you know we're talking about Abraham today because of this blessing? Yes, sir. Is Abraham's name great? Yes, sir. Do you think Abraham did not live 10 years ago? Abraham did not live in 1999. Abraham did not live in 1960. Amen. Abraham did not live in 1914 when they amalgamated you. Amen. Abraham did not live in the 1800s. Are you listening to me? Abraham didn't even live 2,000 years ago. Are you listening to me? But we're still talking about Abraham. We sing about Abraham. Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. Why? God has made his name great. He has made his name great. And every one of us here, because of our connection to this blessing, we can also partake of greatness. What does greatness mean? Everybody say eminence. Eminence. Greatness means what? Eminence. What does greatness mean? Reputation. What does greatness mean? Status. What does greatness mean? Importance. What does greatness mean? Dignity. This year, they will see you in that light. Amen. May you live this year manifesting eminence, reputation, status. Are you listening to me? Relevance. Lift your right hand. Say, there's nothing small about me. Say, I am notable. I'm remarkable. I'm exceptional. I'm outstanding. I'm important. I am highly significant. I'm consequential. I am distinguished. I am famous. Shout if you believe that. Salvation has given you the potential for greatness. Because you are saved, the seed of greatness is in your spirit. I've taught on this one time and I said, everybody that manifests greatness, it could be traced from three things. Either their pedigree, that's their lineage, their personality, their character, or their prowess. Amen. The exploits they did. And I was showing that Christ Jesus, the Bible refers to him as great, in case you didn't know. Amen. He manifested greatness based on his pedigree. He was traced to Abraham the Great, traced to David the Great. Amen. And of course, he's coming from above. Amen. And then his personality. And of course, his prowess, his miracles. Glory to God. This year, men will see greatness through you. Amen. And that's why this year has been declared a year of infallible proofs. Let me just show you something about the greatness of Jesus. Luke chapter 1, verse 31 to 33. Glory. In Luke 1, 31 to 33, it tells us, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be what?
Great.
And shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Jesus has two titles from David, though. If you read the book of Revelations, he is the root of David and is the offspring of David. Ah, only you. Amen. That means when you say he's the root of David, David came out from him. Then he also came out from David. Praise the Lord. So, Christ is an embodiment of greatness. And if you are born again, you were born out of greatness. You have the seed of greatness in you. Don't settle for less. Help me tell someone, say, don't settle for less. Say again, don't settle for anything less. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, the question is, how do I experience that greatness? And what God has done for you is to bless you with 5 blessings. Amen. For greatness. And anyone that enjoys these blessings will see greatness. And today is your turn in Jesus' name. The first blessing is based on Proverbs 29, verse 18. Is the blessing of vision. Let me say vision. Read with me. He said, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Glory to God. Vision is a blessing. If God wants to make you great, he will make you see something. This year, may you catch that vision. Hey, hey, hey. Receive the blessing of vision in the name of Jesus. You will see something. A business idea will hit you. You will see something. Are you listening to me? A picture that God planted in your heart. You cannot live without it. It's a blessing. Vision is a blessing for greatness. Anybody you see in scripture that became great, they were blessed with a vision. They saw something. They were going left. When they saw it, they abandoned what they were seeing and turned right. May you see something. Amen. Receive hearing ears and seeing eyes. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lift your hands and receive the blessing of vision. Amen. Number 2, the blessing for greatness. For anybody that God will make great. Luke chapter 21 verse 15. Amen. In Luke 21 15, it says, God said what? Read with me. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Number 2, voice. Everybody say voice. If God wants you to be great, he will give you a voice. Today, receive a voice. Receive voice. You will talk and they will hear. Voice is a blessing for greatness. Number 3, anyone that will see greatness. There are many other scriptures, but for sake of time, the Bible told us something very powerful about Job. He said he was an upright man. Amen. But I will use 1 Corinthians 15:33. Amen. In 1 Corinthians 15:33, he said, be not deceived. Read it with me. Evil communication corrupt what? Good manners. That's character. The third blessing for anybody God will make great is virtue. Everybody say virtue. He will bless you with virtue. Amen. Virtue, 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 virtue. Receive virtue this year. Function in virtue this year. In the name of Jesus. The scripture is not just talking. Say, they think like virtue is for women. Virtue is for all. Amen. Virtuous man, shout amen. Amen. Virtuous men, say amen. Amen. Virtue is not a woman thing, it's everybody's thing. It talks about moral excellence. That's what virtue is. Character. Amen. When God wants to give greatness to someone, he will bless you with virtue. Look at Joseph, virtuous man. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Number 4. I'll read Habakkuk 1 verse 5. In Habakkuk 1 5, it says, behold ye among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days. What will happen? Which you will not believe, though it be told you. When God wants to bless you with greatness, everybody say velocity. Velocity. Say velocity. Velocity is not just speed, or it's speed with direction. Speed without direction, you go jump something. No, speed with direction. Say, I receive velocity.
This year, be blessed with velocity. Be blessed with velocity. Be blessed with velocity. Be blessed with velocity. Listen, these are five blessings for greatness. Number five, 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 29. In 1 Kings 4, 29, it tells us something about Solomon. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much. And what? Largeness of heart. Everybody say largeness of heart. Even as the sand that is on the seashore. Now, there's something about that guy, Solomon. People had been giving sacrifice to God, though, before Solomon came. Say, all right, it's time to bring sacrifice to God. They'll bring one lamb or one ox or one ox, one lamb, one turtle dove. Standard. Solomon asks, if we give 1,000, is it a problem? Say, nobody has given 1,000 before. You know that the priests, they serve in shifts. So, if you give 1,000, everybody has to be on duty that day. All right, so everybody's on duty. That day, no other person's sacrifice is accepted because they're dealing with the king's sacrifice. The Bible says, in the night, God appeared. May this year be a year of the appearing of God. That means there are things that make God appear, and there are things that make God talk. God did not speak, he appeared. Hey, this year, I receive lights that will make God appear on my behalf. When God wants to bless you with greatness, he will bless you with volume. Ever say volume? Your own will be more. Your own will be more. Stand on your feet everywhere.
Thank you for listening to this message. If you have been blessed, please reach us via WhatsApp on 090-8499-0878. You can also send us a message on info@faithtofaithonline.org. For more messages, log in to our 24 hours radio platform, radio.faithtofaithonline.org. Join us this Sunday at Renaissance Assembly for a life-transforming experience at Plot 5, Sarnia Batcher Road, GRA, Phase 3, Port Harcourt. First service, 8 a.m. Second service, 10 a.m. Renaissance Assembly, the Church of the Moment and the Church of the Future.